Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, I'm Jesse McAnally.
And I am Andrew DeWolf.
And I'm Brianna Jones.
And welcome to Musicals with Cheese, a podcast where I try to get Andrew to like musical theater. But today, we're playing things a little differently. This is a wholly different experience than we're used to.
Oh, we're trying something new.
Something brand new. Internet, we're you see our faces, Internet.
Internet, we have seen your faces, and we're disappointed.
What does that even mean, Andrew? Elaborate, please.
No, we can't. There's no time.
There's no time. Okay.
You've brought us here. Why are we here?
Because I really want us to review some of these songs that these wonderful TikTok creators are creating about and for the Ratatouille musical, a TikTok special.
You know, I feel like a lot of Enlightenment thinkers said it best when they said that TikTok would be where all great entertainment comes from.
I think that's right. Anything that the president wants to ban, I can stand fully behind.
Didn't they already ban? Isn't TikTok illegal now? I'm pretty sure it is. Am I wrong?
Oh no, no one's talking about it anymore. But Brie, I'm curious, what is our relationship with Ratatouille? I like the movie a lot. I think it's one of Pixar's best. Andrew?
Ratatouille is Pixar's best movie. 100%, my opinion.
I don't know if it's the best, but because I really like A Bug's Life. But why did you give me that look? Should I have not said that?
That's a yikes.
Yeah, that's a yikes.
Why is it
that's
a yikes?
A yikes. You're canceled.
You're hashtag canceled.
What happened in Bug's Life?
Well, remember who the villain is in Bug's Life.
No.
Kevin Spacey himself.
Oh, God.
He's the villain in real life. He murdered a bunch of people, and then every Christmas he just pops up to say, hey, I murdered people. I'm Kevin Spacey. Merry Christmas.
Didn't we find out recently that Seven was a documentary?
Either way, A Bug's Life accurately just an inaccurate assessment.
I really liked that one. And Monsters, Inc. What's wrong with Monsters, Inc.?
Nothing's wrong with Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc. is fine.
Monsters, Inc. is an expose on how monsters abuse child labor.
Okay, well then, I don't want to be canceled, so Ratatouille is the best of the best, okay?
We've cyberbullied her in different ways. We've done it, people.
As you can tell, I'm a follower, not a leader.
But what started this TikTok musical? Like,
I think a bunch of Gen Zers were like, there needs to be a Ratatouille musical, and someone made it happen on TikTok.
These kids today, they're doing what we only dreamed about. So
you know that one song in Ratatouille is really good. I forget what it's called, but it's phenomenal.
Let's take a look at these songs.
Yeah. Le Festin, that's very good. That great song.
Okay. Can you guys see my screen?
No, but you were about to. Hold on. Started from the beginning. I want to know it. I want to know what love is with these
okay,
songs.
Okay, well, it's just it's replaying the same song. So I was going to start right at the second song because it's the same song.
Okay. Let's hit it.
Okay. Right, I've been singing this one all week. You'll have to cut this. This isn't it.
Family, the Ratatouille, the rat of all my dreams. I praise you, oh Ratatouille, may the world remember your name.
So pause.
Yes.
Is that the final number or is that the opening number?
No, that's the final number. They said it was the closer of Act 2.
Yep. That's the closer of Act 2. Okay.
Yep.
That's a great closer.
They kind of nailed it. That's like the modern Broadway style. Like they freaking nailed it.
Yeah. That's like Dear Evan Hansen type style.
Yeah.
It's so catchy. I've been singing it all week. The Ratatouille.
I don't really know if you can say that those are good lyrics, though. I mean, Remy is a rat. He isn't a Ratatouille.
Ratatouille is a meal.
The rat of all my dreams.
That was going to be my thing. I was like the title of the movie is Ratatouille because the rat pun, but he is not a Ratatouille.
Well, he also serves Ratatouille as like the climax.
Yes, that is how he appeals to Anton Ego.
Also, the restaurant they open at the end is called Ratatouille.
That's fun. All right, what we got next, Brie? We're gonna.
All right.
What we got next?
I've been cooking for years, and there's one thing I've learned. Every kitchen is always the same. Take a look, garbage boy, at this hierarchy, full of stuffy old men, what a shame. And how do you think that a woman like me managed to find myself here? I'm the toughest cook in this kitchen, so let me make myself very clear. Second counts and the orders will come flooding in. Cooking isn't cute like your mommy in the kitchen. Dinner rush, order up, and it all needs to be out on time. Sleeves up, arms in, what's on your apron? No dirty pans are allowed at your station. Prepare the cuisine and keep your station clean, or I will kill you. And how do you know when the bread is so fresh? The look, the taste, or the smell? No, 'tis the symphony of the crackle. Listen close and you'll hear it as well.
Okay, pause.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really cool internal rhymes going on there. Like, I was, like, picking up on, like, where the rhymes were heading. And they're no Sondheim, like, perfect rhymes, but they're good internal rhymes.
Especially just made by, like, these
kids,
really.
You know, TikTok is actually genuinely more talented than the Broadway elite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that's better than Dear Evan Hansen. I said it. I like the fact that it's a pattern number. It's a fun, like, goofy number. It does have a lot of the backwards speak in lyrics that I'm not always a fan of, but that is pretty commonplace in musical theater. I just don't like it.
That's
you
weird.
Know, where you kind of take, like, the beginning part of a sentence and you put it at the end as a clarification, only because that's where the rhymey word you're looking for is.
Yeah.
Where it's you like kind of have to Yoda your
you
language.
You came up with the rhyme first and you're like, oh, shoot.
But hey, that's nitpicky. It's great. I'm loving this. This is a lot of fun.
Let's go. What else we got?
All right, we got this.
What are you doing?
I'm cutting vegetables. I'm cutting vegetables.
No, you waste energy and time.
Okay.
Do you think cooking is a cute job like mommy in the kitchen? Well, mommy never had to face a dinner hush when the orders came flooding in, and every dish is different,
this
and
is
none
just
is simple, and all
of
the different cooking times, but must arrive on the customer.
Is that? Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. Yeah, keep
this
going.
This table at exactly the same time wasn't perfect. Every second counts, and you cannot be mommy. Do you understand? Not particularly. You're such a stupid boy. Just listen to me.
Okay.
If you want to make it in the kitchen,
yes, ma'am.
You can't just flail your arms around.
Right, got it.
So, honey, time to focus.
Okay.
Stop and listen.
Will do.
Cause there's a million things you have to know about. Cause you know the customer is who we think about. So every decision we make is based on how they want to feel today. Which is what?
Good?
Right. So
okay, pause.
Okay.
So they took the line from the movie there, and they just played that out, and then it went right into the song, which is cool.
I think I like the other one better. I think I like the mm-hmm. pattery song, like, more energy.
Yeah.
I like the sound, like, the kind of...
What I don't like so far, what I'm just going to throw out there, it doesn't sound French at all, and the soundtrack to Ratatouille is incredibly French, and I do enjoy that.
But look at Beetlejuice the musical, where that has a very rock and roll sound, where the sound in Beetlejuice the movie is very much like Danny Elfman. Bam, 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 ba-dam, and yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, I'm hoping one of these gives me some sort of French vibe.
Well, we still got a lot to go. We still got more to go in front of us. But what are you thinking so far, Andrew? Yay or nay on the Ratatouille TikTok musical?
I feel like we've currently have two songs that kind of overlap the same scene. I'm hoping we fill this out a little bit more. So let's see what happens.
Go.
Like,
ah, here we
I
go.
Love it. If I don't love it, I don't swallow. And I'd like your heart served roasted on a spit.
That was just a line from the movie. Sung.
Yeah, that was like some line to a couple chords.
I'm going to say Anton Ego deserves a very strong villain song. And I don't think it can just be a line from the movie, though. Funny. And I like the facial expression he was doing.
I think the performance sells that specific song, to be honest. That song. But we saw that we got another one going up. Maybe this one will be the underdog. Let's take a look.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Why did he choose a plate the same color as the background?
Serve the peasants and the like. Ratatouille, do I dare humor it with a bite? When I review foods abroad, they look on me with dread. No need to seal the coffin, for this restaurant is dead. Ratatouille, I never stuttered or misspoke. Ratatouille, is this some kind of twisted joke? I asked him for his best. Is this some kind of test? The chef misunderstood. For this ratatouille. Good.
I don't know about that one. I feel okay, like the tone okay. Isn't quite right.
Technically, I think that's a better song. The performance just ain't there for that one.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it is a better song than the first one, but I still don't think it's quite what I'm looking for. I think the tone isn't quite there for it. Solid effort, though. I do appreciate the work went into the lyrics.
Bree, what do you think?
I think that Andrew is hard to please.
Andrew, well, we were very pleased with the first couple songs, though.
Ratatouille is one of my favorite movies. Like, it might be my favorite animated movie ever, just in general. So I'm a little picky.
I think a good one is coming up here soon.
I want this Ratatouille musical to be strong, you know? I'm trying to strengthen it, you know?
I mean, this video we're watching was created on November 7th, so about 11 days ago. And, you know, better could be out there. You know, we just don't know.
The Ratatouille musical is a walking object. It's going to keep on existing and getting bigger and better.
It's true.
All right.
What's next?
Let's go.
If you'd like to know what it's like to define the food landscape wherever you go, well, come talk to me then, after all. I'm Antony. Sir, news report. Well, come now. Don't just stand and quiver about. Come on, tell me the news. Spit it out. It's Gusteau's. It's come back. Gusteau's come back. It's absurd. It's obscene. Yes, I declare Gusteau's over in terms of French cuisine. Yes, 3 stars barely warrants any technical skill. Shall I make a reservation for Gusteau? Yes, I think you will.
Okay. Let's just say that one's above the other two Anton Ego songs by quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still just not feeling it, though. Anton Ego. I don't know.
I think the wordplay in that specific version is so fucking good. I think
what I don't like about it is that it's advertising itself as the Anton Ego song. Whereas I feel that's kind of it almost feels like more of a filler song after he's already been introduced.
I think the Anton Ego song should be stuff like that. Filler songs to introduce him, and all those themes that you set up there will be paid off when he has the Ratatouille and he has his 11 o'clock number where he has his big moment. That's what and if that is what that song is going to be in this hypothetical Ratatouille musical written by TikTok, I think that's the best way to do it, where you have his intro scenes that are like those very like clever, lyrically pleasant, melodic scenes. And then they build on those themes set up there into the full song in the end of Act Two. That's what you got to do. And I think that's great. I love the playing with your expectations of rhymes. Like, they keep expecting you to, because the rhymes are like go, lo, fo, whatever. And then you're expecting Anton Ego, and they never do it. They never give you that.
Yes.
I think she is the most confident in her songwriting out of all of them so far. She's not doing a pastiche. She's doing her own thing and doing lyrical wordplay. That I think is really impressive.
All right, what do we got next?
What we got?
This is my submission to the Ratatouille musical. This is a song for Remy's dad. Don't waste your whispers on dreaming. Try to see life as I do. Take in the smell of it steaming. This wonderful dump here in front of you. Trash is our treasure. It's all that we need. Why ask for better when we're comfortably finding the good in the garbage, the gold in the gruel. One human's trash is another rat's fuel. And you there, young Remy, are yet to find out that that's what the life of a rat's all about.
French.
That you got your French. You got your French pastiche.
That was my favorite one.
I don't know if the French pastiche should belong to the dad character, but you know, it's fun.
I think it works as an irony because you expect the French to be about all the fine foods, and this is about his favorite food being the trash, and I think it's a good juxtaposition.
Sure.
It's a smart one.
Okay, it's good.
Let's talk about the choreography for a minute, because this is one of the rare ones that we actually have a choreography next to.
I'm not sure how the choreography would work on a stage.
I think you have all the rats, like all the goofy, like looking rats in the background doing this dance while you got the dad in the front, like holding a trash can.
Yeah, but the big gag of the choreography is that they roll forward and grab a trash can that the audience can't see.
You take it from the conductor, the orchestra pit. They toss it up. I think that could work. I think you're just drinking the Haterade here. I think
actually that would be funny. What if like everyone in the pit had like a trash bag and like, because the music stops right there. It's like dun dun bump, and then they all throw a trash bag up. That'd be funny.
Yeah, I think that's how you would do that. Also, about that specific dancer, her legs are more muscular than some men I've seen, and more intimidating than most men I've seen. Congrats to her on the work. It's obviously she's a trained dancer. Good for her. It's great. All right, what's next? We got lighting design.
Yeah, some lighting design.
This is the same song, though.
Yeah.
This is the same song. Do you want to continue to watch it? Do you want to see the lighting design?
Yes, I do. The Ratatouille, the rat of all my dreams. I praise you, oh Ratatouille, may the world remember your name. I loved it. I loved it. The whole thing.
Amazing, right? Okay.
We don't have to say a thing, but that was great.
All right. So here's a set design.
Set design.
It's a diorama set for Ratatouille the Musical. This set's been made to deal with the rat-human size ratio conundrum, i.e. how do you make a person dressed as rat look small? One, create distance. So I've created a second-story balcony. Second, creating a rat set using oversized props. And third, using traditional shadow puppetry to play with scale. Other features of this set include using a revolving turntable to create split scenes, showing both human and rat world simultaneously. But how does Linguini learn to cook? Well, that's where puppetry comes back in. This time, the rats are puppeting the people. Oh, and there's a big chef.
What do you think of that for a set design, Andrew?
I like the idea of the shadow puppetry. I like the idea of a gigantic chef's hat. Because so much of the movie does revolve around that. So that's something that I feel like could be necessary.
I'm now noticing most of the way through the video, there's not a single Remy Linguini song.
Yeah, that's very
That seems
lacking.
Very important to me, considering they're the core relationship of the story.
Yeah, there needs to be that dynamic for sure. I also feel like we're missing a Anton Ego Linguini song as well.
I feel like you don't need a song between them. I think you need a Gustav Linguini song, though, or Gustav Remy song.
Gustav Remy is definitely necessary. And we also just haven't gotten a like Remy song.
Yeah, Remy doesn't exist in his own story. There's a lot of songs about him and the things around him.
We're kind of lacking a lot of elements.
Where's our I Want song? That's super important, kids.
And you can't tell me that the Remy the Ratatouille song is his I Want song.
No, that's like a second act, I'm gonna kick ass song. Like, end of first act, like, I'm ready for act two. I'm the Remy the Ratatouille.
Remy the Ratatouille. Love it.
What we got next?
I don't know, but I think it's the same song.
Let's go. I want to see what this music director is doing.
The Ratatouille, the Ratatouille. Of all my dreams, I praise you, oh Ratatouille, may the world remember your name.
Yeah. Where's the lie? There's no lie. No lie found.
All right.
Okay, I think there's one more.
We got one more. Okay. All right, let's get to that. Last one.
Make also, it a Anton Ego has to be in that ending scene.
Logos? Oh.
I have to say, Anton Ego does have to be in that closing number.
Of course he does. He's the one that causes the closing number. He has his own, like, burst in it.
Yeah, I feel like the rehearsal video there. The rehearsal video there is kind of pretending he's not going to be there.
Well, that's the end of Act 1. Act 1, he's still bad guy.
I don't think so. They were promoting that as the end of Act 2.
I think that would be a good end of Act 1, though. The Remy the Ratatouille needs to be his overarching theme. Like, that's the opening number, the end of Act 1, the end of Act 2.
I feel like with Ratatouille, you could kind of have Act 1 end on this very high note, where it's like, hey, the restaurant's really working out, it's all successful, and then open up Act 2 with Anton Ego being like, yeah, oh shit, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Then Act 1 could be like, oh man, we're on top of the world right now. Our restaurant's great again because of this rat. And then Act 2, just like, I'm coming to the restaurant and I'm going to fucking trash it.
That's basically how the movie works, though.
Well, yeah, but I think that would work perfectly.
I feel like just the Ratatouille movie is so perfectly structured, like you could just add these musical elements onto it and it is already perfectly ready set up for that. However, like, it's already in better shape than, say, the Toy Story musical that actually exists.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
We haven't talked about that yet? Well, we gotta do that at some point. That sounds awful.
It is not as awful as it sounds, but still not great.
Is the music all by Randy Newman?
No. They have like a couple songs. Remember Emily? Her husband was in the what you call it? It was on a cruise ship, where the Disney cruise ship. So he was a cruise line Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, geez, that sounds miserable. I'm sorry about that.
So, do we have any more? Is that it?
That's it. I looked for some more, but there's nothing on YouTube right now. But maybe we can do a part two.
Current cheese rating? I feel like we can't give one yet. I feel like right now it's...
Our cheese rating is in development. But if you guys want us to talk about more songs, send them Bree's way. She's on Twitter, at @BriannaJones_.
We'll be starting the Ratatouille musical project, and we're going to edit together.
We're not doing that.
Brianna's agreeing to this. I will edit them in order of how the show will happen if you send them to me.
Yeah. Send them all to Bree. She will make a Twitter post about this. And you all reply to that with
this
all the best
songs.
The
Ratatouille musical project.
Because we will do this as an official Musicals with Cheese episode if we get all the materials together. So come on, get it to us. But right now our cheese rating is to be decided
at a later date.
Yes. But thank you guys for watching. If you like this and want more, leave us a comment or share this with your friends. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Smash that like button. Smash that subscribe button. Bell icon. Don't forget the bell icon.
Don't forget that bell.
Don't forget that bell.
All right, boys. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
My dreams.
We'll see you next time on Musicals with Cheese.
And Ratatouille.
And Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.